post-game coverage here on KBVU 97.5 The Edge. Jonathan Covert here with head coach of Buena Vista University men's basketball, Trevor Johnson. And first, coach, it's nice to get that first win in league play. You get it in a thrilling fashion tonight, 74-71 over Luther. Give us some of your main thoughts on this.
Yeah, like you said, it's good to get in the win column in league. Kind of get back on track after our little skid that we've been on. But really proud of the way our guys battled. Luther's a really good team. They got 8 seniors, 2 juniors, all guys that have played their entire career. So we knew coming in it was going to be a tough game, and I'm just really proud of the guys' effort for 40 minutes to pull that one out.
This is going to be one of those games. You look at the time with the lead. Luther led a lot in the first half, and then it seemed like in the second half they had the answer. But at the end of the first half, your team had the lead. And the end of the game, when it matters, your team had the lead. I mean, this is a good game for resiliency, I'm sure, early in the season.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that we talked about after our game on Tuesday is, you know, the group of guys we have to learn how to win. Our trip up to Wisconsin, we had, you know, multiple opportunities where Superior gave us chances to win the game, and we'd turn the ball over. We wouldn't finish with a rebound. Just silly little mistakes that ended up costing us that 3-point game on Tuesday. So, we still had too many turnovers in the second half. I believe we had 8. But at the end of the day, we got stops when we needed them in the last 3 minutes. And guys stepped up and hit shots. I mean, the pull-up Ryan Mendoza hit in transition. I really think that's kind of where the game flipped for good in our favor.
And that's a pretty good jumping off point. There's a lot of players to talk about, but he seems like not maybe the most important one overall, but like you said, the flipping moment, he had the 3, and then he went and knocked down the 2 free throws on the 1-1 right after that. A quick 5-point burst for him that seemed to kind of flip the game. What were you seeing in his play today? I mean, he seemed like he was running through a lot of contact today as well, and never seems frustrated by it.
Yeah, Ryan he's just solid. I mean, he provides such a spark. He's probably the quickest guy on our team. And the guys give him a hard time about his size, but, you know, he doesn't ever let that bother him, you know, and you can see that in a game like today. Luther was very physical with him on the perimeter, and he just kept going at him. And then, like you said, he steps up and gets those 5 quick points at the end of the game, and kind of sealed it for us. And, when he's playing like that, taking care of the ball, we're going to be a really tough team to beat.
And then you talk about 2 other guys. Gunnar Reed has a double-double, 13 points, 11 rebounds. And then Zane Neubaum got 25. I mean, that even snuck up on me. I think he had 8 or 9 in the first half, but a good second half from him as well. Talk about those 2. It seems like Zane's just that really dependable guy, and, boy, Gunnar Reed seems to be playing well as well.
Yeah, I mean, both of them were phenomenal. Zane kind of had a slow first half shooting. I think he was 3 for 10. But then came back 7 of 12 in the second half. So, he did a great job answering every time Luther would hit a shot. So really proud of him. Gunnar Reed, I think, is the reason we won the game today. His 13 points all in the first half, but he kind of kept us in the game during that middle portion of the first half when we were kind of in a bit of a funk offensively, and he was getting some offensive boards. He had 5 O boards today. And then the last few minutes, we switched him onto Ben Gill, their 6'10 guy. And he was able to stop things in the middle for him, and that's when we got our stops, got out in transition, and got the lead.
And now you shift gears from tonight all the way to Tuesday. You're back here in the Stevens Fieldhouse taking on Faith Baptist. You step out of non-conference play, it looks like, for a little bit as well. And then you're back Sunday, or not back, you go on the road Sunday, December 17th, down to California. Give us some insight of what the schedule's looking like the rest of the year, and then kind of dial in here for the Faith Baptist game coming up on Tuesday night.
Yeah, Faith Baptist, we got a game here at home. They played Simpson this past week. They were able to put up 70-some points. So we'll have to come on Tuesday ready to defend. And hopefully that'll give us an opportunity to work on some things offensively. And then we head out to California after finals. So, we play Claremont Mudscripts. They've kind of struggled out of the gate, but they have one of the most talented rosters in the country, a returning first-team All-American, and a couple big-time transfers. So That game's going to be a tough test for us. And then Caltech is their team. They played a tough schedule so far, but they've played some really, really good teams really close. So, you know, it's going to be a good challenge for us heading into Christmas.
And then last question for you, Coach. This is for my own sheer curiosity here. You go out to California. You're playing basketball. That's what you're there to do. But do you have any fun activities on the side that you have planned? I mean, the weather's going to be nicer than probably what you're experiencing here in Iowa, and it's a fun trip to get out to California.
Yeah, we got some fun things planned for the guys. I think we're going to practice at UCLA. We're going to go up to Pepperdine in Malibu. You know, we're still trying to work some things out, but I know the Lakers are in town, so hopefully we can find a way to get all the guys over to that.
All right, that sounds fun, Coach. But as for tonight, congrats on the win.
Thank you very much.
That was head coach Trevor Johnson of Buena Vista University men's basketball right here on KBVU.